your economy, Mr. President.
Yeah.
You are?
Hello. Yes, sir. John, as Bob Prepper told you, I think tomorrow is probably a better time. I think the closer we can be to the period when we go off there to those to meet those the French be better.
All right,
and you can have a chance to. We should get our signals and know what we're going to talk about.
All right, sir. Fine. That's fine.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to meet with Henry in the morning at 11, too. He and I have talked on the phone this morning, and we'll have we'll have a chance to discuss it over here then. That's fine.
Whatever you'd like. Only one thing coming up that's only tangential as far as you're concerned, but I think you should know. I'm going to veto that OEO thing. The reason I'm doing it is, and they'll have to get a continuing resolution. It has in it, and you probably haven't studied it, it has in this a provision for a very, very broad child care center thing. And we have, of course, in our HR1, a provision for child care centers for working mothers. In other words, if people want to get the hell off of welfare and put their kids in child care centers, we provide for that. This, however, just adopts it as a general principle that child care centers and I have basically a philosophical hang-up on that. I just don't believe that. I mean, I think if you ever start down the road of having the state raise the kids and giving mother, whether they work or not, the option of that, it's bad, you see.
Yes, sir.
Now, do you have any thoughts about it?
I don't have any disagreement on that. I think that's a very sound position.
It's a.
I haven't studied that over you.
No, of course not. Of course not. There's so many, but there'll be a little flack on it. It seems to me that it's it was a close vote in the House, and it's one of those things where a lot of people will think that we ought to that we're not being kind to children, but there just got to be. It seems to me some place where you stop as far as the state is concerned.
Oh, I think that's right.
If people want to get disturbed about it, they will.
I'm sure they will.
That's right.
He had a nice party last night.
Well, they are nice people, those. He's a strong man, you know.
He's a good-looking fellow. You know, he reminds me somewhat of De Gaulle.
Yeah. Actually, he has some of De Gaulle's attributes. He's, he's quiet and he doesn't mix up many words. But, boy, he's an activist kind of a fellow. You know, basically, many people object to Brazil because he is a military man and he runs a tight shop. But the reason they've had this fantastic rate of growth and the low, relatively low for any Latin American country, inflation, is that he has run that kind of a shop. The investment is pouring down into that country, they told me. Don't you? Isn't that what you hear?
Yes, sir.
Oh, the Brazil's doing damn well.
No question about that.
And the other Latin American countries, those that are taking the so-called democratic line and the rest, they're having a hell of a time because they can't give any guarantee of any stability if people come down there.
That's right.
So I've taken his line all the way.
I think that's great. Well, I think they deserve it.
That's right. That's right. And they are the country there. I mean,
no doubt about it.
100 million of them. They're going to make or break the place. And now they're on the way.
They sure are.
And he's going to. I don't think he's going to let them have election to about 75, as far as I'm concerned. I said, I don't care if he'd go on to 80.
Oh, yeah, or 85.
That's right. Okay, John. See you tomorrow.
Fine.
And, but as I say, this will give us both a chance to think a little.
All right, sir.
I don't know. I just want to get your guidance on it.
All right, sir. All right.